The fourth perek focuses on the shechita of the korban tamid. We've been talking about up until now a lot of the preparations working up to the shechita. Now we're at the shechita, and thereafter we'll talk about the carving up of the korban tamid and also transferring of the limbs from where it was shechted and carved up to the kevesh, to the ramp leading up to the mizbeach. Mishnah Aleph says as follows: Lo hayu kofsim es hataleh. They would not tie up the taleh, the lamb, in a certain way. And the Bartanur explains as follows: that the Ovdei Kochavim, the idol worshippers, they would tie up their korbanos in a certain way, tying the front two legs together and the back two legs together. We would avoid that and not tie it in that way, but rather we would tie the front right to the back right and the front left to the back left to avoid a problem of chukas hagoyim doing it in a pagan way. So lo hayu koftim es hataleh, ela ma'aktin, also ma'aktim, like the akedah, how the akedah Yitzchak was done, or tying of the ram in the akedah Yitzchak was done, was front to back legs on each respective side. Misha zacho be'ivarim ochsimbo. In addition, the people who were zoche to win the pious, there were six kohanim that are going to be bringing the limbs. We talked about in the prior parak, the limbs from when they are carved up and putting them onto the ramp. So they would assist in the shechita. They would be holding the animal during the shechita. So misha zacha be'ivarim, those who won the pious, the lottery that they were zocha, and they will be zocha to take the limbs to the kevesh, but they would hold the animal. Now that's even though the animal is tied down somewhat, as we said, we're tying the legs, and actually there were some iron rings that would hold the animal in place. It's a machlokas, did it hold the legs or did it hold where the shechita was done? But be that as it may, there's still plenty of wiggle room that the animal can move around, so the kohanim had to assist during the shechita in holding the animal. So this is how it was held for the shechita itself. Rosho ledarum upanav lemarav. Before we get to that, we'll just say where they are geographically standing. So the Mizbeach was in the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash, and to the north of the Mizbeach, there was the area that the shechita was done. There were actually a bunch of rings that were implanted into the ground. It was 6x4, so there were a total of 24 of these rings that were used to facilitate the shechita. If we can imagine that we have the Mizbeach, we're north of the Mizbeach. Right north of the Mizbeach, there were a row of 6, and then there was a second row of 6, a third row of 6, and a fourth row of 6. So it's 4 rows, 6x4, 24. So it went as follows: Kachaisa Kedah. So this is where it was tied up and held. Roshal Adaram, the head of the animal was pointing towards the south. So his back was pointing towards the north. His head was pointing towards the south, towards the Mizbeach, upan of the Marav, and he turned his head towards the west. That's towards the Heichal. Hashochet Omed Bamizrach, upan of the Marav, and the person doing the Shechita, he stood in the east and he faced towards the west as he did the shechita. Now we mentioned that there were 24 of these iron rings, 6x4, and the shechita, there was a pasuk that says that the shechita had to be done in a place that was facing the rays of the sun. So that would be different in the morning and the afternoon. The sun came over in the morning from the east and moved over to the west in the afternoon, and accordingly the closest ring that they would use was on the western side in the morning, facing towards the sun, and on the eastern side in the afternoon. Now ideally they would do it in the first row of 6 of these rings, pointing towards the Mizbeach, so it would be on the most western side of that in the morning, and the most eastern side of that first row in the afternoon. But the problem was that was sometimes, that first row was sometimes covered by shadows. Accordingly, it was always done in the second row. So in the morning tamid was done on the second row of those rings, on the westernmost ring, and in the afternoon was done on the easternmost ring, also in that second row. And it goes as follows: Shoshachar haya nishchat al keren Svonis Maravis. In the morning, they did the Shechita using the ring that was closest to the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, but they didn't use the first ring. They used the second row, so it's the second row that was closest to the northwest corner of the Mizbeach. Al Tabas Shia, on the second row that we mentioned before, Shalben Arbaim, and the Korban Tami Shalben Arbaim, Haya Nishchat Al Keren Mizrachit Svonis, they used to shecht it next to the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach, and the second row, Al Tabashni, again the second row, on the most eastern side, Shachat, HaShochet, V'kibel HaMakabel. So the Shechita was done now, so the person who was Zolche to do the Shechita, the person who won the right during the lottery to do the Kabbalah, he did the Kabbalah at this point, that is receiving the blood into a clay shares. So the person who did the Kabbalah, he would take the blood in the Klei Sharis and he would take it to do the Zrika as well. So he did the Kabbalah, he did the Holacha going to the Mizbeach, and he did the Zrika accordingly. So he went to the northeastern corner and he applied the blood on two sides at once. So he applied it on the corner and it went to the northern side and eastern side walls at the same time. And then he went to the opposite side of the Mizbeach, Caddy corner, Ma'aravit, Romit, southwest, Vinosin, Ma'arava, Drom, and he applied it on the southern and western corners at the same time. If you put it on the corner at the same time, it would split. Some blood would go on the south, some would go on the west. Shiare hadam hayeshofech hayasod dromis, and the rest of the blood that was not necessary for the zrika, the leftover blood, he would pour it onto the base of the mizbeach on the southern side. There was actually a train there that would take that excess blood down to the stream of water that ran through the courtyard, the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, and that would carry that blood outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Beis, and thereafter, Mishnah Gimel talk about the carving up of the Korban Tamid and distribution to the Kohanim, who had various responsibilities in that regard. Mishnah Beis says as follows: unlike a conventional butcher who would remove the legs before skinning the animal, that was not done with the Korban Tamid. Lo haya shover bo esaregel, do not remove the legs before skinning, keep them intact. But what you would do with the back legs, ela nokvo mitoch arkuvo visolebo, what you would do is you would puncture some holes in the back legs right above the knees, and you would hang the animal from those holes. What is going on here? If we hark back to the prior perek Mishneh, we talked about the short pillars of stone that were in the area, in the butchering area, in the base of Mikdash, and on top of them was a block of cedar, and inserted into those were these hooks. So now we're going to be using those hooks. That was to the north of where the animal was shachted. So just a little bit about the location. We have the Mizbeach, and then north of the Mizbeach, we have the hooks that we talked about in the prior Mishnah. Those hooks we're talking about in the ground that were used, 24 of those rings that were used to assist in the Shechita. And then north of that is where we had that area with the stone amudim, with the stone pillars, and on top of them, the blocks of wood, the cedar wood, with the hooks implanted in them in order to hang the animals. And we also had these shulchanos, these tables, that the heads of the animals would lie upon. So accordingly, as follows, they would puncture holes in the two back legs right above the knee and hang the animal from the rings, from the hooks, in that area that we're talking about, north of the area, it was north of the Mizbeach, which was north also of the area with the rings, and that's where they hung through those hooks the animals through the punctured legs. Hayamavshit v'yored, then they would start the skinning process going from the top of the animal, from the tail area downward, achu magiel echazen, until you got to the chest area. Higiel echazen, when they got to the chest area, they would actually stop, and now they're going to do other areas, do other cutting of the animal, and then they'll get back to the skinning shortly. Chatach esarosh, they remove the head, and they give it to the Kohen who had the zchus to do the mitzvah, putting it onto the ramp up to the Mizbeach. Chatach es hakraim, they would cut all 4 feet below the knees. Not above the knees, but below the knees. So all 4 of them got cut. And it was given to the Kohen who was responsible for those legs. Marak et ahefshed. And now they finished up the skinning of the animal from the chest to the neck, Kara es Halev, they would remove the heart. There are different opinions of if that happened now or happened later. Vahotzi es Damo, and they would remove the blood from the heart because that blood was unfit to be put on the Mizbeach. Chatach es Hayadayim, Unisanan Lemishazakab, and the Yadayim are the front legs. So we already removed from the knee and below. So now those two front legs are being removed from the knee and above and given to the responsible coin. Ala la regal yamanis. And now they're going to the back leg and they're going to focus on the right back leg. The animal is going to continue hanging from the back left leg. So that back right leg, they already removed from the knee and below. So now we're talking about the knee and above. Chatacha, that was cut off. Unisanela misha zakaba, given to the responsible coin. Ushte beitzim ima, and the two testicles along with it. Now they tore open the body, and the entire innards of the body were disclosed and they were uncovered at this point. And what they would do is they would take the fats that were on the stomachs and the intestines and they would put that on the head where the shechita was done. That head was held with the head down and the place of the shechita upward, and that was covered up. It would looked a little bit more bekavadik, more respectable to not have everything hanging out, so they would cover it up with the fats from inside the body for the kohen to carry that. Natal es akravayim unisanan lemishazaka ben ladichan. Then they remove the intestines and they give it to the kohen, who would have to wash it out. We will talk about that shortly because of all the leftover, was being digested by the animal, so that had to be removed from the intestines. Va'akeres in the stomach, madichin also bebeis medichin kol tzorka. The stomach had to be removed. Now the food went from the stomach to the intestines, so the hardest food was in the intestines. Was in the stomach, excuse me. So that was had to be washed in a special area, the base midichin, that was on the southern side of the chatzar, of the courtyard of the base of mikdash, called tzorchan. They would wash it as was necessary, and it was fairly easy relative to the intestines to clean out the stomach. Intestines are very long and difficult to clean out, so just clean the stomach as was necessary. They didn't want to clean it next to the intestine, so it was moved to the base medichim to clean it out there, so all the items that were being cleaned out of the stomach wouldn't get all over the intestines. And the intestines were cleaned close to where the shechita was done. V'akravayim medichin osan shlosha p'hami b'miyuto. And here the intestines were cleaned in that location, and they would clean it a minimum of 3 times because the intestines were really difficult to clean. Al shulchan oshal shay shebein hamudim. And they were cleaned on those tables that we had mentioned back in the third parak Mishneh Hay, on the marble tables that were located at the amudim, at those pillars. So right where the hafshata, right where the skinning of the animal was done, that is where the cleaning of the intestines was done as well, on those tables there. Mishnah Gimel continues with the Kohen carving up the animal and giving the respective limbs to the responsible Kohanim, who have those responsibilities to bring those limbs to the Mizbeach. Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Natal es hasakin, the Kohen, he has his knife, he's cutting with his knife, v'hifrish es hareah, and he separates the lungs, min hakaved, from the liver. He's leaving the liver attached still. The liver will stay attached and will be brought to the Mizbeach, but part of the liver, called v'etzba kaved min hakaved, he would separate that etzba, literally the finger of the liver, which was a lobe of the liver, he would separate it from the liver. They would still stay attached, but that etzba min hakaved, that one will be detached before the various limbs are put on the Mizbeach. He would not remove it at this point from the animal, so that etzba stayed in place. So did the liver. The liver stays in place and is put on the Mizbeach, but the etzba of the kaved is not put on the Mizbeach. Nakav es hechazeh, he cut a section of the chest, ulnesano lemishazakab, and he gave it to the responsible coin. And continuing the carving, ala ledofan yemenis, now we're going to focus on the right side of the ribcage, and thereafterward, and a little bit later, he's going to get to the left side. Hayachosech, he would be cutting the right side, removing the right side of the rib cage, and he says he's cutting from above to below. It says viyored ad hashedra, going down to the spine. That's because we have to remember that the animal is hung up by its leg and he is carving downward towards the head. So that is the motion, the direction he's going in. V'loya nogea b'shedra, as he's cutting this right side of the rib cage, he would not cut the spine. Ad shumagia l'shteitzlo rakos, until he got to the last two limbs that were adjacent to the neck. And at that point, he would cut between those two ribs, so the second and third rib, he would cut between. That's where he would cut off this right side of the animal. Chatacha, he would cut it at that point. Nesana l'mishazakabo, and he would give the right side of the animal the responsible coin. Kavet luyaba, and the liver was still attached. It was hanging from it. It went together with the right side of the animal. Balo lageira, now he comes to the neck. He would cut down all the way to the neck. He left two of those limbs, two of those ribs attached it, v'niyachba shteitzlos mikan, shteitzlos mikan, and he left attached it, two tzlos mikan, two ribs from here, and two ribs from there. So what it means is he left the two ribs attached closest to the head, on either side of the head. So there are two sets of ribs, so he left it attached to the neck, to the head at that point. Balo Lager, one more time, we'll read it again. Balo Lager, he got to the neck. V'niyakba shteitzlos mikan, shteitzlos mikan. He left the ribs on each side attached. Chatacha v'nasat l'mishazakaba. Now he cuts off as well the neck at that point. V'hakane v'halev v'hareyat limba. And he gives it attached with the windpipe and the lev and the heart and the lugs. They were all still attached to the neck, and he gave it to the responsible Kohen. Now all we have left here, we've gone through a lot of the animal, is we have primarily the left side. So there are actually three parts of the animal that are left. The left back leg, the spine. Remember, we cut around the spine, and we had just dislodged around the between the second and third ribs, but the spine is in effect intact for the most part. So that's number two. Number one was the left back leg. The spine is number two. And number three is the left side of the rib cage. We dealt with the right side of the rib cage, the right side of the animal. Now we're going to also have to deal with the left side of the animal. We will recap all of this at the end of the Mishnah. Balo ledof en asmoli. So now he gets to the left side of the animal. And again, it's going to be treated the same way. V'hiniach b'shteitzlos rakos milamalan u'shteitzlos rakos milamatan. He's leaving the two ribs on either side. Lamala means the two closest to the tail. Those two are left attached to the tail. And also, limata, milamatan, is those that are closest to the head. Those are also left attached to the head. So he's dislodging, he's cutting between ribs two and three towards the tail and ribs two and three towards the head, because he's going to leave two ribs attached to the tail and two ribs attached to the head, and the rest of them will go together as the spine. So let's read this again. Balo l'dofen asmoli, so he's get to the left side. V'niyach b'shteitzlos rakos milamal, he's leaving two soft ribs attached to the tail that's above. U'shteitzlos rakos milamatan, he's leaving two of the ribs, the soft ribs, attached to the head. V'kachaya v'niyach b'chaverta, And he did it the same way as he did on the right side. So just as we carved up the right side before, we're carving up the left side before. Nimtza maniach b'shtehem shtayim shtayim elmatan. So if we look at both the right side of the animal, the left side of the animal, for both of them, he left two ribs attached above to the tail, u'shtayim shtayim elmatan, and also two ribs on each of the right side and the left side below, next to the neck. Chatacha, now he's cutting the left side of the animal, and esatan mishazakaba. So he has it, that piece is all detached, and he gives it to the responsible coin. V'ashidra imai, now the spine is left attached to the left side. We cut out the right side without the spine, but we're leaving the left side attached with the spine. V'atchul taluiba, and the spleen is also attached as well. V'hi, this is talking about the left side. Ha'isa gedola, was actually larger than the right side. Why? Because it had the spine attached. The left side of the spine attached, the right side did not have the spine attached. Ela shel yamin korin gedola, but nonetheless they called the right side larger, or at least heavier, shakavet pliyaba, because the liver was attached to the right side and not the left side. And now we are continuing. Balo lo'okes, he gets to the back tail portion. This is dealing with the tail and the last two ribs and everything between them. Chotcho, and he cuts that. And he gives it to the responsible coin. Va'alia, this is the meat of the tail. Ve'etzba ha'kaved, and the etzba kaved we talked about before, that lobe of the liver, u'shtei klayos imo, and the two kidneys with it, all of that was together. Natal regal ha'smol, and he took the back left leg unesana lemishazakaba, and he gave it to the responsible kohen. Now we're going to recap all this. Nimtza. Bottom line here is kulam omdim beshura ve'evar im biyadim. All of the kohen are in a row, lined up, and they are each holding their respective limbs. And now we're going to go through the six different kohanim who have the responsibilities to carry these limbs, what they have, and how they carry the limbs to the kevesh, to the ramp of the mizbeach. And also we'll see at the end of this, we have six kohanim that are carrying parts of the animals, and another three that were carrying other items. We've seen this previously, and we're just recapping a lot of mishnayos that we've seen up till now. Nimtza. We have all these kohanim that are standing on a row, and they have the limbs in their hands. Harish on the first kohen, barosh uvaregel, he's holding the head and the right back leg. And how did he hold it? Harosh b'yamino, the head of the animal was held in his right hand. V'chotmo klape zro'o, and then the chotem is the nose, was towards his arm. It was pointing in a downward, so the head was down and the neck of it was up. V'karnav bein esbosav, and the horns of the animal were between his fingers. Beit shchita tomi lamalan, and the beit shchita, where they did the shchita on the neck, was pointing upward. You don't want that downward, pointing downward, that would not look very attractive, but also it doesn't look as attractive upward. You don't want people to see where the shechita was and the cutting there. Accordingly, v'haperid nasun aleha, the fats that were taken from the intestines were put on top of the head to make it look more attractive, more bekavodik. V'haregel sheyamin, and the left hind leg, bismola, was in his left hand. So lots of carrying your right hand, and he had the leg is in his left hand. Ubeis oro lachutz, in the direction of the leg, he had the fleshy part of the leg facing outwards. It's more kavodik, so you wouldn't see as much of where the cutting of the leg was done. And we're going to see that phrase, beis oro. That's where literally where the skin is. The fleshy part of the leg is going to be facing outward in a number of situations here, how the parts were carried, so it looked more attractive. Kohen number two, hasheni b'shem, he had the two front legs. Shel yamin b'yamino, the right one when it's in his right hand, shel shmol b'smol, and the left one was in his left hand. In each of those cases, beis oron lachutz, and the fleshy part of the legs were pointing outward for people to see. Number three, ashlishi ba'olketz uvaregel, he is holding the back portion of the animal, uvaregel, and the left back leg, that oketz was at the tail area that we talked about, remove the whole back there, haoketz b'yamino, that oketz, the back portion, was in his right hand, v'ha'alia, midul delas ben esbosav, and the alia, which was the fatty tail part, was hanging between his fingers, v'etzba ha'kaved, ushte kalayosim, and also together with it was that lobe of the liver, and also the two kidneys, haregel shel yishmol b'smolo, and that left leg was in the left hind leg was in his left hand, obeys oral achus, and again that fleshy part of the animal was pointing outwards. Haravi, the fourth coin, bechazeu vegera, he had the chest area and also the neck. Hechazeb yamino, with the chest was in his right hand, vagera bismolo, and the gera, the neck, was in his left hand. Metzalo seha, bein esbosav, and those two ribs that were left attached to the neck, they were between his fingers. Hachamishi, the fifth coin, beshtei defanos, the two sides of the animal, shel yamin b'yamino, the right one with the liver attached was in his right hand, so small b'smolo, the left side with the spleen attached was in his left hand, ubeis oron lachutz, and again the place of the skin, the fleshy part, was pointing outward. Hashishi, the sixth and last coin, it was holding the limbs, b'akravayim, with the intestines, and hanisuni b'bazach, they were placed in a large spoon. You're not going to carry that in your hands. Ukrayim, and the four legs as well, the bottom part of the legs, for the 4 feet, al gabein, were on top of it, milamalan, they were placed on top. Those are the six kohanim carrying the limbs. That's the whole animal that they brought to the mizbeach. Hashvi b'solas, we have the seventh kohen who is carrying the fine flour that was part of the korban mincha brought with korban tamid. Hashmini b'chavitin, we have the eighth kohen carrying the loaves of the chavitin, that was the offering daily, twice a day, by the kohen gadol. Hatshii b'yayin, and also the ninth one was bringing the wine. And now what they did was, halchu nesanu mechetzia kevesh ulemata b'marava, they carried all of this to the bottom half of the ramp, and it was actually placed on the west side of the ramp, umelachum, and they salted everything except the wine. Wine didn't need to be salted, but everything else was salted. And at that point, viyardu ubaulam lelishkas hagazis, all of them would come to the lishkas hagazis, likra shema, it's time to say the kriyat shema mitzvah midi oraisa, and thereafterward, as we will discuss in the fifth parak, with the various limbs were brought from that bottom part of the Mizbeach to the upper part of the Mizbeach, and then the avodah in burning it and sacrificing it on the Mizbeach, that would continue.